Hey guys, what's going on? It is Whitley Jane here at Connection Works, sitting here with my friend Tal from Chuka Media Group. So today we are talking about three things that you can do today to improve your website. So before we kick this off and basically talk about like the importance as to why you should have a website and the things that you can do today to actually improve your website. So basically to get more people coming onto your website, staying on your website, and then becoming a customer. But before we dive into that, let's introduce Tal, and that way there you can get to know who she is and how she can possibly help you today. So welcome,
Hi.
Tal.
Thank you, and welcome, welcome myself. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being
on
here.
Your show.
So, Tal, tell us a little bit about who you are and what Chuka Media Group is.
Okay, so my name is Tal, and I'm a graphic designer, web designer, and instructional designer, which means I develop beautiful content and beautiful visuals for your business. I work with small businesses and larger corporations on different things, including websites. And this is what we're going to be talking about today.
Basically, she is your girl. So if you are struggling with, you know, improving your website, maybe you are looking at building a website, or maybe you haven't even thought about building a website. Anyways, if you have been thinking about a website, improving it, then you're in the right place today. So at any point, guys, if you have any questions whatsoever, if you want to just chime in, join the conversation, we do have a comment section. So please feel free to jump in, leave your comment or leave your questions in the comments, and just, yeah, join in the conversation with us. So why do we even have to have a website? Like, what is the importance of having a website?
So a website is basically like your virtual business card, and sometimes it can be pretty extensive. You have a lot of stuff to offer, a lot of services, contacts, content, and you want to offer all of that. Sometimes it could be just a one pager, but the important thing is you want to be found online, because honestly, even me, when I'm searching for something, I'm searching online. So I'm using a web, a website, search engine, such as
Google,
you know who, or even on Facebook. Maybe I'm looking at Yelp sometimes, maybe TripAdvisor, anything. I'm looking for some type of activity. Most of the time it would be a search engine. And if I have as much possible presence as I can, so you can have social profiles, as many as you want, but also have a website.
Website is important, right?
Yeah.
And you know, in this day and age where everything is literally at our fingertips too, right? You know, for me, if I have to find the answer to something, or if I'm looking for a service or a product or whatever it is that basically I need to find something, I'm straight to Google. Like, I go straight to Google, and that's where I go. So basically, by us having you know, our social media accounts, say Facebook, a Facebook page, business page, or it's just not enough. You need to have...
And even your Facebook page and your other social media, they a lot of time link to your website.
Right.
And you can use them as another source of traffic.
Right. Okay. So bottom line is, we are in 20 going into 2020. If you are running a business, if you're a blogger, if you're somebody who is just creating content, and you're building a personal brand, or you're building a business brand, whatever it is, you should probably have a website. Yeah. So three things that we can do today to start to improve our website. You're going to share that with us. But before we dive into that, can you sort of share with some of the mistakes that you see, some of the big mistakes that you see people doing with their website?
Yeah, sure. So a lot of times it has to do with, well, there are different types of mistakes. Some of them have to do with the visual presence. Mm-hmm. So sometimes if you see a website that has too many fonts, it feels a little bit messy or even childish. If there's not a certain color scheme throughout the website, if maybe the colors don't really match the logo and it looks a little bit off. So a lot of things like that.
So inconsistent branding.
Yeah, basically inconsistent branding. And also, if you see some distorted images, it makes you feel a little bit awkward. Like, why did they do it this way? Like,
right.
Don't they see that
right.
everybody sees it?
It's so funny because we all like, it's all about perception too, mm-hmm. and a lot of things. So when
yeah.
you are putting yourself out there in the world, because once you have a website, you are on the in the globe, worldwide web, and so it's really important for you to look professional. It's really important for you to maintain that professional image and for it to reflect your brand in, is basically what you're saying, right, Tal?
And some of it is also, you may not think about it analytically, but you feel it. And this is where all the color theories and all the user experience theories come into play, because these are things that we feel,
mm-hmm.
like the human nature automatically prefers symmetry, for example.
Right.
So we don't think about it, but we feel that something is off.
Yeah.
And even if we can't quite put our finger on it, then those things we're trying to address and make the website feel good.
Perfect.
Right,
and we're going to give people an example too. So later on, after this video, we can give them your website and mm-hmm. they can go to your website and actually have a basically a general look as to, you know, how a website should be set up properly to be visually appealing to your audience, your potential customers, and so on and so forth. So guys, anyone who's jumping on right now, say hello in the comments. Let us know, do you have a website? And if you do, feel free to share it in the comments below. So what would be the first thing that people can do today to start to basically just improve the whole overall experience of their website?
Okay, so the first thing I would suggest is, as these days, and as we were talking before, everybody searches online, but sometimes we do it from our computer,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of times, all of our free time is doing it with the mobile devices. So when I go into a website and it looks a little bit like the 90s, or or the layout just looks like it's the same on desktop but just tiny,
mm-hmm.
then I know that this specific business did not put the time and effort to make it mobile friendly. And that means I have to kind of scroll in and try to enlarge it and try to look for things, and I know it's not really accessible. So that makes me sometimes leave those websites.
Absolutely.
And try to look for a different website with a better experience for me that I can easily find what I want.
That's a really, really good point. Actually, I actually can recall being on a few websites where I was on my cell phone and visiting a website, and it was not mobile friendly at all. It was still like the desktop view,
yeah.
and everything is so tiny. So sometimes you can't even click on the little tabs and stuff
right.
as well too. So that will 100% derive your audience from your website if it's not mobile friendly. Everybody's using their phones too now.
Yeah, exactly. And we like to connect our clients to analytics, and we can do maintenance and data reports, so
mm-hmm.
we can actually see how many people. What is the percentage of people that came from desktop and how many came from mobile devices or tablets, and then we can see like where we need to put our efforts.
Ooh,
a little bit
that's
more.
Cool. Very cool. So how many of you guys, if you have a website, how many of you guys are mobile friendly? So you have the desktop view, and then you have specifically a mobile view, so that when users go onto your website using their cell phone, it is, you know, to fit their phone or device. So whoever does have a website and it is mobile friendly, just give me a thumbs up or say yes in the comments. So,
or put a link so we can see it.
Yeah, or that, she's smart. Okay, so the second thing, what's the second thing that we can do to improve our website?
Okay, so the second thing, let's say it's combined, is navigation and call to action.
Mm.
So when I come into your website, I want it to be very clear for me what I need to be doing on your website. So do you want me to sign up for an event? Do you want me to go to your list of services? Do you want me to book with you a call right now? Do you want me to go and watch some videos? What do you want me to do? So you have to be very clear on what is the path that you want your users to go through,
mm-hmm.
and what is most important to you, what is the objective of the website.
Right.
So this is essentially why you're doing a website. You have some type of objective for it, and you want to complete it.
Absolutely. I really love that. That is an awesome tip. So I'm going to actually ask you to maybe give us some examples. So say if somebody out there is a podcaster or a blogger and they have a website, what would be an example of a call to action that they may have on their website?
Okay. So let's say someone is a podcaster and he wants people to listen to his podcast and perhaps gain some sponsorships to his website. Mm-hmm. So I would make it very clear that first of all, maybe some type of a mission statement, like what is it about or what do you want the viewers to feel when they connect with you. You want the podcast to be very clear where they can find it. And then obviously have the option of contacting you. And if it's for potentially visitors to your podcast or guests.
Like a guest?
Yeah. Guest speakers to your podcast. I want to be a guest speaker. Maybe have some type of form and very clear call to action. If you want to be a guest speaker, let us know and we can contact you.
Love it.
And have it. If you want to sponsor the show, maybe have a like a sponsor package page or something. So from your homepage, make sure you link out to those other pages.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. So maybe you're a business who is in the service industry. Maybe you are a coach, life coach, business coach. We'll use that as an example. What would be a great call to action for somebody who's in that field?
Well, for coaches, I'm thinking maybe the one-on-one consultation is really important. Mm-hmm. Maybe they have some bundles or a bank of hours that they promote. So
right.
Some sort of package.
Okay.
So for one-on-one coaching or bundles, like I would probably for coaches also, it's about you, right? Mm-hmm. So I would have a picture of the coach. A few words about who I am, why you should be working with me, why I'm so passionate about helping people, executives, kids, whoever your audience is, and make sure it's very clear to your audience who they are.
So you could pretty much get creative with whatever it is you want to use your call to action. So you could even get creative as, you know, offering a complimentary 15-minute consultation with you, click here or so on.
Exactly. And for that purpose as well, I would use, there are a lot of digital tools these days that help you schedule your calls very conveniently,
right?
Such as Calendly, HubSpot. They have this thing, the platform we use for website building. They also have a booking system. So any type of tool that would help you get your goal, get more conversions from these clients, potential clients, you should have it on the website.
Amazing. And Tal over here, she knows all of the good stuff, the little tricks and tips. Okay, so Tal, we've got our first one, which is basically making sure that your website is mobile friendly. It looks consistent, it looks nice across all devices, and it reflects your branding. And then the second one is, of course, to basically have a good call to action that reflects what your objective is with your website. And now
let the people know what they need to do.
Yeah. I like
it. Buy now, call now, do something, need their services, learn more, read,
have them do something. They can't leave your website without doing
go
something.
Go here, go there.
So how many of you guys have a call to action? Who knows what a call to action is? Did you know what a call to action was before Tal just gave us the rundown? And if so, do you have a call to action on your website? So the last one, share it with us, last, number three.
So the last one is, and it's probably one of my favorites, is your website is and should be a working document. So it shouldn't be something that you just make and forget about it. Like, it's out there, great, I know it's there, and that's it. Mm-hmm. No, you should update it. And even if it means just updating photos or revisiting the text from time to time, just to make sure it's all still right and with a good standing with what you represent, what your brand is about, your services. Maybe you cut down a few services, you need to update that. Maybe you have different hours of operations. Mm-hmm. Maybe you opened a new branch.
You recorded a new podcast episode. Yeah. And you need to get that on the website.
Exactly.
Or a new blog. Who knows?
Yeah. So it's really important to keep your website up to date. Right. And the easiest way to do that, I know a lot of people feel like they're not tech savvy. Mm-hmm. And they don't like doing it. I'm like, oh, I don't want to go right now and do it. Maybe I'll save it for later. And then that never happens.
Right.
But we like to work with a platform called Wix. And it's visual. So that means there's no guessing what is my website going to look like. Mm-hmm. After I'm doing stuff. No, it's all visual, and what you see is what you get. So that means it's also very easy to update, and that's why we love training our clients to be confident about updating the website. And we do have clients that are not very tech savvy, and they actually enjoy doing that. And I go into the website from time to time, and I see that they have updated things, different events or services. So I'm really proud of them.
Do you do like a little happy dance for
us? Yes, exactly.
I think that's a really, really good point too, because I think a lot of us, because it isn't generally our area of expertise, that you know we get caught up doing the fun things, the things that we enjoy doing, and we often forget to do those little things that you know matter. And that, of course, count. Yeah. So with that being said, what are some easy ways for some of us, like myself included, who doesn't like updating my website all the time? So, like, what would be some tips that you could give to us folks who are not necessarily savvy on updating our websites?
So first of all, I would suggest hiring someone that can make your website on a platform that is easy to understand, user-friendly, like we do. And it doesn't matter which one, as long as you understand it and have fun with it, and you don't get stressed about how to use it.
Okay.
Yeah. Make sure you get that training from your web designer, because you need to operate it, and you want to have some control over it. So some clients would tell me, okay, but do I have to keep paying you for doing stuff on the website? And I say, if you want to, that's doable, no problem. We can have a monthly maintenance sort of package. I can look into your SEO. We can use some data reports to get you, which is very important as well. But I am going to teach you and train you how to use the website by yourself, so you can have full control over it.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. You just made me think of something, SEO. So this is something that we always hear about, websites and website traffic and Google and all of that stuff, your analytics. SEO, so everything that you basically just explained to us today that we can do to improve our website, that has an impact on our SEO, does it not?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you tell us, basically kind of like in an easy, simplified way, as to why SEO is important and how that affects our overall website in the World Wide Web.
Yeah. So first of all, if you don't know, SEO means search engine optimization. And it's not just one thing, it's a lot of factors that come into this definition. So basically you want Google and other search engines to love you and to love your website and not condemn you for any errors you may make. So calls to actions are important. Updating your website is important because Google searches your website, or I should say crawl. They crawl your website and all the websites in the world, and they want to see that you are legit, and they want to see that this content is still relevant for the people who are searching.
Gotcha.
So updating content, like having a blog on your website, even if you don't update it every day or
it's kind of like week, if you're on Facebook or Instagram, if you're not posting daily, if you're not showing up, chances are your stuff's not going to reach as many people. But if you are showing up frequently and consistently, then the more that your posts are going to reach people. So same kind of thing with your website.
Yeah. And blog posts only also add sort of more pages to your website, and so you have a little bit more reach. And if someone tries to search for something that is that you just wrote a post about, so they can read your post and then maybe they can look into your business some more, and then maybe you will get a new client.
Amazing. This is all really, really good, valuable stuff.
Yeah, and it's really important to keep your keywords, to maintain the keywords. And again, it's not 100%, and marketing never is. And don't make a mistake. A website is a marketing tool, but it's not. It's never 100%. You have to keep changing. You have to keep checking. If you look at the data reports that we make, so you can see some of the queries. What have people searched when they found you? So then maybe you can enter more of these words and make sure more people that search for these words find you.
I like it. That's smart. Yeah. And it seems like a lot. Like right now I'm consuming this information. But at the same time, I know that there's so much to it. But you've broken it down very nicely for us today and simply. So again, we're just going to do a quick recap. If anybody has any questions at all at right now, please feel free to pop them in the comments. If you're catching the replay, again, just pop your questions in the comments and we will get to them. I'm sure Tal will be happy to answer them for you. So the first thing is, of course, to have a consistent look across your website. Make sure that your website matches the desktop view as well as your mobile view. So be mobile friendly, because most times people are visiting your website from their device or cell phone. And then number two is have a call to action. So like Tal was saying, if you're a blogger or a podcaster, having a call to action, having them basically do something when they're on your website. So think about, what's your objective? What do you want them to do while they're on your website? And then have them do that. Have it clearly defined on as to what you want them to do.
Yeah, have some buttons.
Have some buttons. Everyone wants some buttons. and then number three is, I'm totally drawing a blank. Oh my goodness.
Updating the content.
See, I don't like updating myself.
It's a working document. It's not a dead body you just throw in the water. It should definitely be updated from time to time.
Okay, and then
even we do it.
But yeah.
I love going into our website and just change something up. Yeah.
See, you know that she's a website girl when she loves to update. All right, so there you go. There you have it, guys. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Connection Corner at Connection Works with Tal from Chuka Media Group. I'm going to leave Tal's, she's going to leave her contact information. So if you have more questions for Tal, you can reach out, as well as you can have a look at her website to see how she clearly outlines her website and how it's visually appealing. And basically... Yeah, absolutely.
By the way, if you are a new business and you're just starting up, we actually have on our website some branding packages.
Oh,
that include like core options like logos and branding and some marketing consultations.
Some
of those packages also include a website. So it's really worthwhile checking it, and I'm going to put the link in the comments.
Wonderful. There you go. Okay, so again, thank you so much, guys, for tuning in. And if you have questions, feel free, drop
them
in the
comments.
Thanks
for having me, Whitley.
Thanks for being here, Tal, and sharing all your knowledge here with the rest of us. And we'll see you guys next week. Bye for now.